Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. And before this episode starts, I just want to remind you to please leave your comments for today's episode in the Spotify Q&A section down below. But also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V and let him know what you thought about today's episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
If you are able, in very simple business terms, make $80,000 a year being a creator on TikTok and getting ad revenue and brand deals versus making $57,000 a year doing a job that you don't love, you're gonna pick A over B every time. I think a lot of older millennials and definitely boomers don't understand that these kids have options. The internet has given them options. So I don't think this is entitlement. I don't think this is being lazy. I don't think these kids are just disinterested. I just think they know their options.
He's a serial entrepreneur. He's the CEO of VeeFriends and VaynerMedia and the chairman of VaynerX and a 5 times New York Times best-selling author. Today we have Gary V in the house. Hi, Gary.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for being with us here in Khaleej Times.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
How has Dubai been treating you?
Great. You know, it's like every time I come here, the energy is up another notch. Good vibes, good people, great weather. So, great.
You've come at the right time, actually.
Yes.
So, Gary, you have inspired many. You've inspired kids to get out of their basements. You've inspired people to find their side hustles. You've given so much advice around the world. Has there ever been advice where you're like, maybe I don't stand by that anymore. Maybe there's something that I might change about that piece of advice that I gave a long time ago.
In the micro all the time, because I'm in the business of really looking at what the platforms are, what the consumer trends are, what's happening now, what's the, you know, when the economy looks like 2008 and everyone's out of a job, you know, going hard after work to build your future is important. When the economy's like 2015 and it's flush, and people have been going hard for 7 years looking for that, getting a little relaxation is a smart idea. So in the micro, all the time. In the macro, definitely not. You know, the principles of like being kind, you know, work ethic matters, being patient, you know, just fighting for happiness. These are things that will never change. So in the macro, never ever do I change because I'll never say anything I don't stand by. In the micro, things are changing constantly, you know, and so those things change all the time.
And what I like about the advice that you've given over the years is that you actually made it into a book.
Yes.
Yeah. So here we have with us
yes.
a book that I was at your last event and I yes. got this book and you signed it for me, which was awesome. 12 and a half, leveraging the emotional ingredients for business success. So in this book, you talk about empathy. You talk about, I mean, there are 12 and a half ingredients.
Yes.
Empathy versus decisiveness.
Yes.
What is the ratio that someone needs to have between empathy and decisiveness?
Well, I think for me, empathy leads to my decisiveness. If you can actually feel the other person and take in their feelings, whether it's one person or the world or a target you're going after, you know, to me, really leaning on curiosity and empathy leads to decisiveness. And so I don't view them as counters. I view that one is feeding the other.
Amazing. What would you say to a leader if they want feedback? Should a leader ever ask for feedback from, you know, from their employees, for example? Does that make them look weak, or is that something that leaders should be doing?
Well, I asked Dustin for feedback literally in the lounge of the airport on the way to here, you know, less than 24 hours ago. So, you know, I think being curious, more importantly, putting employees in a position to feel safe to give you the truth. Of course, leaders should be looking for feedback because that's how you make better decisions the next time. I think the more interesting kind of concept is, can you put your employees into a place of feeling safe to actually give you the truth? Yeah. That's hard. That is a more interesting challenge for me.
That's really interesting. You're a leader, you're an entrepreneur, and you have been in many leadership positions. What is something that you'd like to improve on as a leader?
Mm. So the book's called 12 and a half,
yeah,
because it's actually 13 things that I think at this point of my journey are essential to build something meaningful, especially in this new world order, which is very different than the business environment of the 70s or 80s or 90s or early 2000s. The my half is candor, right, which is really wild because Gary Vee, the public figure that makes all this content, is amazing at candor because he's talking to the world. So there's nobody, I don't see any human on the other side of it. Gary Vaynerchuk, me, the operator, really has struggled through the years with candor because I don't love conflict.
Right.
You know, I didn't like it and I continue to struggle with it and I don't like hurting people's feelings and I've always been in a position of power. I've really run my own business my whole life. And so I know when I'm telling somebody something that they may get scared that they're gonna get fired and go home and have a tough night. And that's always weighed on me because I didn't really value the money over the process. And so there's a lot of things that went into me struggling with candor. But in this book, I talk about this concept called kind candor, which, you know, talks about there's a way to go about telling somebody they stink at their job, in your opinion, right? And I always say your opinion because you're making a subjective call, or that you're struggling with something, or that you really want to address something that they're doing poorly. For the first 20 years of my career, I tried to tell them in roundabout ways. I'm really working on it on an everyday basis to say it more straight, and it's worked for me, and it's had a huge impact on my organizations. And so candor has been kind of the one kryptonite for me, and I'm excited that I'm in the process of getting better at it.
It's hard when you're a people person and you just don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a leader is in a position where if they start to do that, they create a lot of vulnerabilities. One, they create entitlement.
Right.
That person becomes entitled because they don't realize what they're doing is not working, and thus if you're constantly telling them it's great or not saying any feedback, well, the entitlement can really seep in, especially if they aren't crushing. Number two, you creating a lot of internal dynamics that are not healthy. If your A players are seeing that your C players are being treated the same way, it really eliminates the ambition to be an A player.
100%, and people start being demotivated.
Correct, and that's been a challenge. And so, you know, it's very clear to me the value of candor. I do think that people use candor as an excuse to not be kind to each other and to manipulate each other as managers, which is why I put the word kind in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any debate what that means. And so the combination has worked for me and I hope it works for others.
Great. So in this day and age, so many people are, you know, they have access to these resources online. Anyone can create their own brand. They can become their own brand. Should everyone be trying to become a solopreneur or an entrepreneur or an influencer, I would say, but in their own, you know, in their own field?
I think everyone should consider it.
Okay.
But then you have to really deploy self-awareness. The biggest reason I'm scared to say everyone should consider it is most people will not achieve success in it. Another thing that really scares me is most humans on earth are not ready for the level of ridicule, hate, trolling, pushback that comes along with putting yourself out there. If you are not deeply self-confident, you will have very many trying days being a public figure. And so the reason most people are not succeeding today at it is a couple things. One, they don't have the stomach for it. They do it for a couple weeks, somebody says they're not smart, they're not pretty, they're not good, and it kills them.
Yeah.
Number two, most people aren't good at providing value to people. A lot of people today want to be entrepreneurs or creators or influencers for very selfish reasons. Often that manifests in their content. And all the content's like, look at me, I'm the best, I'm rich, I'm beautiful. What does that do for us on the other side?
Yeah.
All it really does for us on the other side, if anything, leads to our own insecurities. So a lot of people have contributed to this ecosystem in a very selfish manner. And I don't think that's sustainable. And so, you know, do I think that if you can find the balance between being selfish and selfless and providing value, that it's something you can should consider because it leads to leverage and opportunity? Yes, I do think that. Do I think the majority of people are cut out for it? I do not. I'd like to see more people cut out for it, but that means they have to work on their self-esteem before they start putting themselves out there.
So what I'm hearing is like confidence, bring value. Don't just go off, you know, on a selfie rampage.
Yep.
Just like, and contribute to society. What do you want to kind of see?
I think a great rule of thumb is when I make this video, what's it in it for the people consuming it versus what's in it for me? It's okay to put
That's
out.
That's hard to distinguish.
I actually think it's very easy. I think your point when you say it's hard to distinguish is you responding to the fact that 99% of the content is selfish.
Yeah.
You showing someone your private plane, I still can't wrap my head around why that's good. The counter to me, people will say, well, that gives something for people to look up to and aspire to. I'm like, fine. But that's a very small percentage compared to the other people that consume it and tend to feel bad about themselves because they don't have a private plane. And so I think that people have to give a lot more thought to what they're putting out there.
100%. I agree with that. So you own your own media company, obviously,
yes.
VaynerMedia. And you have a knack for predicting consumer trends and behaviors. What can you give us a read on what's about to happen on social media platforms? Tell us a little bit about how you see things going.
Right now we're looking at AI, right? It's very easy. Everyone's getting captivated by AI, ChatGPT, Jasper this. And what's happening? What's happening is we are demonizing it because we're scared of this big new technology, yet it's gonna be one of the greatest impacts on our society.
Yes.
The tractor made farming better. The iPhone made communication better. These new tools are always gonna make a positive impact, but we're gonna be scared of them because new technology is always scary. People were scared of the car. People were scared of the television. People were scared of the internet. People were scared of social media. There's pros and cons to everything. I understand that. But what I'm noticing is we're in the pre-era or maybe in the beginning of this thing called Web3. Decentralized servers, augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence. You can sense that new technologies are on the horizon mm-hmm. that aren't just the internet.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't have a prediction, but I have an observation, which is a lot's gonna change in the next 30 years. And what I would tell people is instead of being an ostrich and putting your head in the sand and saying this is bad without any education, spend 20, 30 hours and get educated on the new things and then make an educated decision for yourself and your family.
And that's what you said in your book. You said that your ability to predict trends is also kind of supported by the fact that you act quickly on those observations. What are you acting on these days? Is there something that you're delving deeply into?
I'm poking at AI. I'm poking at QR codes. I'm very fascinated by. I think it's a great tool. But the thing I'm most spending my time on is something I call PAC.
Yeah.
Platforms and culture.
Okay.
I follow attention. So I'm very focused right now on what is Netflix doing? What is Hulu doing? What is Amazon Prime doing? What is TikTok doing? What is LinkedIn doing? What is Facebook doing? What is YouTube doing? So those are the platforms. And when you double click into it, why does a video work on YouTube Shorts? What TikTok will do well? And then culture. What's happening? What are the food interests? What are the fashion interests? What are the music interests? Yeah. Who are the humans that people are paying attention to? And so for me right now, I'm obsessed all in on this concept of PAC.
Why do you think so many of the youth these days are falling into quiet quitting and the big resignation?
I think it's a complete game of options. I think the youth is not doing anything other than living out their options. If you are able, in very simple business terms, make $80,000 a year being a creator on TikTok and getting ad revenue and brand deals versus making $57,000 a year doing a job that you don't love, you're gonna pick A over B every time. I think a lot of older millennials and definitely boomers don't understand that these kids have options. The internet has given them options. So I don't think this is entitlement. I don't think this is being lazy. I don't think these kids are just disinterested. I just think they know their options. And this is gonna challenge businesses to provide more value because that's how the world works.
Can we do a little rapid fire question?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'll just say words and then you can say one word or two words.
Two words, yep, you got it.
NFTs.
Still growing.
ChatGPT.
Something everyone should try.
Dubai.
Warm, both outside and inside.
Biggest emerging industry.
Attention economy.
Work-life balance.
Everyone's is different.
And social media.
Demonized currently, but has brought so much happiness and value to the world.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you. Cheers.